Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa, ngā Tanahira Tokowingua. This is your Wātea News. A member of Māori Pandemic Response Group, Te Ropu Whakakaupapa Uruta, says Māori should get priority as the borders start to reopen. The government has switched to a lottery system for booking spots and managed isolation, with thousands of people registering last night for a chance at 3,800 rooms in October, November and December. Professor Pāpārangi Reid says Māori are being treated as if they only have rights as citizens under Article 3 of the Treaty of Waitangi, but the Article 2 rights should also be recognised, such as the right to cultural practices like kawemati.
There might also be other people who we allow in for compassionate reasons, but I think if we want to be kind, that's the first thing that we have to do, is allow people the rights for institutions like kawemati to happen, but also people who need to come home for iwi business, for whānau business, and for their own personal wairua business to come home.
Professor Pāpārangi Reid. National will this morning release its alternate approach to managing COVID, with Deputy Leader Shane Reti indicating its thrust is now suppression rather than elimination. It comes after just 8 new cases yesterday, and the government announcing a pilot for some types of returnees to self-isolate at home, something businesses have been calling for. Dr. Reti says instead of aiming for zero cases, Labor needs to accept there is likely to be a number of cases every day and make plans for that being the new normal. And rather than the lottery for booking systems in MIQ, National would have a needs-based point system.
And so you would be prioritised. So rather than the random allocation, toss a coin, that is the situation at the moment, we would prioritise it on a points basis, just like we do immigration New Zealand, migration into New Zealand, and that would put a tangi and kawamate in front of a holiday.
National will release its policy with a live stream at around 9:30 a.m. Māori-owned technology company Kiwa Digital is branching into the health sector. Managing Director Stephen Renata says some of the software behind its cultural intelligence apps can be used to produce accessible health resources for whānau. It's working with Māori public health agency Hāpai Te Hauora on a health ministry-funded resource to share intergenerational knowledge on maternal and child well-being. Hāpai Chief Executive Sela Hart says the Tuku Iho app will help whānau apply mātauranga Māori to the way they live and promote a holistic approach to maternal health and related kaupapa, such as safe sleep and the importance of being smoke-free. Kiwa is also producing an app for GP cooperative ProCare, IHI, to support strategies to reduce inequities and improve health outcomes for Māori. An existing app to give health professionals, mothers and whānau information about breastfeeding, Mama Aroha, is being enhanced with new tools and its reach extended into Australia. And that is your Wātea News.